When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Friday indeed. Happy holidays, everybody. Doug Karsh, Gator out today. It is the Karsh and Anderson program, getting you set for another big weekend of football. Actually, maybe one of the biggest weekends of football we've ever had, with the college football playoff, NFL games all weekend long, including tomorrow. It is a very, very tricky time as we approach Christmas. Lots to do, and yet tomorrow might be one of the epic animal days you can have, noon to midnight, just watching football. And I think I'm going to have to try and figure out, between the time I get off today at 2 o'clock and the time that 8 o'clock football game kicks off tonight, Indiana-Notre Dame, I've got that window. And then I've got tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to noonish. I've got that window. It's a decent amount of time to work on things like Christmas shopping. I understand they're holding Christmas on the 25th this year, so the clock is ticking. There's always the honey-do list. And I know the chores around the house that my wife needs done. I've got to get stuff done. I've got to clear the schedule to be able to take in as much football as possible. It is a football fan's delight this weekend with the college football playoff, the NFL games, Lions on Sunday. It's a good one. It is a good one. Hope everybody is ready for it. Welcome in Kang, our producer behind the glass. How's the shopping coming, Kang?
I hear it's going great. From what my wife tells me, she's on track this year, and she's doing a great, fantastic job. She was wrapping last night.
Yep.
Finishing up some gifts. I asked you this morning, like, is it like too late to order something online at this point?
I don't know. I'm not sure how the Amazon strike impacts us.
Yeah, whether it's Amazon or any other place, like what's today? The 20th. Like, have we hit the deadline where you got to go at this point? Your options are go to CVS or something.
Your CVS is starting to look more and more attractive.
On the way to like the Christmas party or whatever.
Yeah, So last night, I mentioned this yesterday. Had a kid with a basketball game at East Kentwood High School in the Grand Rapids area.
The East Kentwood.
The East Kentwood Falcons. And first of all, I'm just going to make a prediction. In the next couple of years, East Kentwood's going to win a state championship. They had one senior. I think it was one senior, three juniors, all sophomores and freshmen, and they are good. But anyway, and they're big. And they won. Pioneer hung around. But anyway, long story short, had to make that trek up to Grand Rapids. So there were two things about it. You punch in the Waze, and it's game starts at 7. And I'm like, we got to get on the road. I'm telling the wife and the other two kids, we got to get on the road. And they're making fun of me because dad always gets anxious when it's time to launch. And I'm like, okay, think about this. If your kid has a game 2 hours away, you know what you don't want to be? Late. Because that's 4 hours of drive time. You may as well see the whole game, right? You may as well see the whole game. You don't want to roll in at the end of the first quarter. After drive, you're going to be in the car for 4 hours. So I'm like, it's just after 4. And I'm like, we have to go. There is traffic and there is snow. And of course, they made fun of me. Dad's getting all worked up again. I'm like, yeah, but we got to go. So we get going a little bit later than I wanted. There was a lot of waiting around, a lot of all this, all that. And sure enough, the snowstorm came rolling through Grand Rapids and the roads turned into ice rinks. Now, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm going, we're going to make it. We should make it easily. It's 6 o'clock. We have 25 miles to the high school. And it's saying on Waze, it's going to take us an hour. And I'm like, well, this is clearly, there's either construction or accidents or, you know, snow is impacting the drive. So Waze actually tells us, and I have a question about Waze. Because what it was the snow was impacting the drive. The roads turned into ice rinks. Waze tells us to get off the highway and take back roads to East Kentwood. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that. But what I don't think Waze accounts for is the condition of the roads. If I'm going to be on an icy road, I think I'd rather be an icy flat freeway than an icy country road that goes up and down and around corners and hills and valleys. And that's what we ended up on, which I think probably took us longer. Does Waze take into account the condition of the roads? Because the roads we got on sucked. And I'm telling you, that last 25 minutes, probably last 25 miles took us over an hour. And we rolled into the game started, was scheduled to start at 7. We rolled in at 7:20. And thankfully, the team bus was late. And so we rolled in as the anthem was winding down. So anyway, we made it. But I don't think Waze cares about the conditions of the roads. They just say, well, the road you're on is going to have a slowdown. So it took me to another road, and that also had a slowdown. But anyway.
Did you stop at the Chick-fil-A?
We did.
You did?
Yeah, because the Chick-fil-A was right off the exit.
Okay.
And so we did the order ahead with the app, pulled in, grabbed the Chick-fil-A, went to the game, ate the Chick-fil-A at the game. And so, you know, it was good. It was good to have the whole family together because kids are home and all that. But it was a treacherous, treacherous trip to Grand Rapids. I was even thinking, I don't even want to get in the car after the game and drive back. We may have to get a hotel and stay the night. The kids are like, I don't want to do that. And I'm like, I don't want to do that either, but we may have to. And they got the salt trucks out there. Eventually it all worked out. So survived the trip up and back, treacherous conditions. All right, so Lions Bears coming up on Sunday. We have a question out there that has gotten quite a bit of traffic on Twitter. And you can vote on Twitter or you can comment. In fact, I prefer you comment on the air. But if you don't have time, you can go vote in our Twitter poll. Lions Bears Sunday. Look, the Lions haven't really had what I would describe as their typical mojo since the first half of the Bears game. This is a fact about the Lions. The Lions have played against under 500 teams, okay? So against the bad teams, the Detroit Lions win by an average of 28.6 points per game. They roll bad football teams. There is only one they have not rolled. It was the Chicago Bears. And they were in the process of rolling the Bears. They're about to blow the Bears out. Something happened at halftime of that Bears game. And it ended up getting a little uncomfortable, didn't it? And they've played good teams since. And they've been in battles, and there's nothing wrong with that. But they have blown out bad teams. Do they get their mojo back Sunday? Do the Lions win big against the Bears? Three options here. And I want to know what your gut's telling you. At 248-539-9797. The Lions win big against the Bears? Do the Lions win a close game against the Bears? Or do the Lions actually lose? What's your gut telling you? 248-539-9797. We'll update you on how the voting is going, but I do want to hear from you and your reason why. Like, why do you feel the way you feel? Is this the one where they get back on track and start looking like the Lions team that was just, I mean, dominating and playing great football, beating good teams on the road, dominating the bad teams, and just looking like a juggernaut? Do they get back to that this weekend? because for the bulk of this season, they look like that team. We all know what's happened with the roster. We've all seen it. And they're trying to make do. The coordinator spoke at great length yesterday about how they make do. And they are oozing confidence, which they should. I mean, there's no, they shouldn't sound rattled. It doesn't do you any good. So what's your gut telling you? Do they win big? Do they win a close game? Or do they lose? 248-539-9797. If you've commented on the Twitter poll, there is a chance we will read your comments on the air. It is Carson Anderson, Gator Out today, here on 97.1 The Ticket. Are you a true Lions fan? If so, lean in. Hey, it's Doug for UMCU, the official credit union of the Detroit Lions. They're celebrating partnerships with our city's gridiron heroes, including Jahmyr Gibbs, Brian Branch, and Terrion Arnold. Now, they've got something special for you. Introducing the new Detroit Lions Black Debit Card. As a UMCU member, you not only get to show off your Lions pride, but, and it looks sweet, but you'll get this too, access to exclusive perks. Imagine getting 20% off merchandise inside Ford Field, plus access to VIP events where you can actually meet current and legendary Lions players. That's right, a UMCU membership opens up doors, some of the most exciting experiences for the true fans. It has been an exciting Lions season, and this isn't just any card. It's designed for the real Lions fans who live for every touchdown and victory. The Detroit Lions Black Card is exclusive to UMCU members. Signing up is easy. I did it. You can too. Visit umcu.org today for details and get ready to show off your Lions spirit like never before. Some restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA. UMCU, where Detroit pride meets financial success. Doug Karsh, Gator out today, 248-539-9797 is always the phone number. What's your gut telling you about Sunday? Did the Lions win big? Lions win a close one. Or do you think the Lions lose? I'll give them what I think is going to go down. Coming up a little bit later on, Kang will as well. Let's get to your phone calls. Lee, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Lee?
Hey, Carson, how y'all doing today, man? Love the show.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Man, the Lions are going to take all their aggression out on the Bears. It's not going to be a horrific blowout, but we're going to dominate. They might score 14 points. I say 17. Lions give them a good 40 points.
Wow, 40 to 17, huh? No, so, look, you know, the thing about this is if I were doing this show in Chicago – and getting ready for this game, I would have that sinking feeling that that the bear got poked. That's a bad analogy because they're playing the Bears. That the Lion got poked last week, and they're going to come out mad.
They're definitely going to come out mad. And not only that, like, as the Bears, like, franchise organization, like, why would you want to win right now when you can have better draft capital? So, but at the same time, they feel like they can beat us because they're a divisional opponent. But Dan Campbell going to have our guys ready. I'm pretty sure of it.
Well, it's funny because they've kind of taken on. You could hear it in specifically in Aaron Glenn yesterday, the defensive coordinator. And I'm looking forward to playing this a little bit later on. You could tell he was ready for the questions about the Lions, you know, losing some steam here and that the sky is falling and all that. Because
the sky's not falling. If you're a true Blue Lions fan, like over these past 2.5 years, we've had some ups and downs, but you know that our guys are riled up and we still feel like the underdog deep down in our heart. Like, even though we're 12-2.
It's hard to be authentically an underdog and 12-2 and the one seed. But I think they've threaded.
I think we are.
I think they've threaded that needle, like, Lee. I think it's the needle has been threaded because it's amazing how much they've been counted out because of the injuries, and on the national level, there is, and I really don't care about their opinions, but the opinions are out there and exist that the Lions are done.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you listen to the world, like, we are imploding, but at the same time, in my heart, I know Jared Goff is not quitting. I know Penei Sewell is not quitting. I know Dan Campbell is not quitting. And not only that, the last time that we played without Montgomery, we won. And the running back had a great game. Like, that might have been his breakout game then.
I have big expectations. Appreciate the phone call, Lee. Thinks they win big. 2485-3997-97. So, this is one of those deals where, yeah, I think the Lions are mad. I think the Lions are irritated. If I were, again, doing this show in Chicago, I'd have that sinking feeling that our team is in the way of a pissed off, talented, pissed off football team. That would be my concern.
Do you think Chicago fan even cares about this game? Like, their season has gone down the toilet. Like, it started off very promising, very early, and quickly took a turn. And I know we're not, like you said, we're not doing Bears radio or anything like that, but that's the fan base. I'm not sure the fan base cares anymore, which I think can kind of affect the players in the locker room. I mean, the last time we saw the Bears here, we got their coach fired.
Yeah.
You know? And now they're coming back with a new coach and more losses than last time we saw them.
Yeah. So, does the fans' apathy seep into the locker room, and is it reflected in the way the team performs? I don't think there's any question it can. There was an interesting interview this week. I think it was DJ Moore. I'm pretty sure it was DJ Moore. I can't remember. It was asked about, you know, basically, what are you looking forward to? And his response was vacation.
I saw that interview. It was DJ Moore. And they started asking him questions about the off season, Doug.
Yeah,
the off season.
But we've been there. I mean, this is a talk show that does mock drafts in October.
Yes.
Historically.
Oh, did we? I don't remember those days, Doug. But yeah, so, you know, I understand kind of the questioning also, but my point is, as far as how does this affect us, the Lions?
Yeah.
That's not good for the Bears.
No.
We're still in this, though. We're still trying to play for the number one seed. We're trying to prove everyone, hey, the sky isn't falling. We're 12-2. Yes, we have injuries, but we're going to show up. That team over there, I'm not sure they don't have their eyes on Cancun already and what's going to happen with their front office, who's going to be in the coaching staff, which is a bad recipe in which, you know, I think that's why we have a couple of texts coming in and calls already that are saying they think the Lions take this one handily.
Well, let's look at those texts. From Paul in Lincoln Park, he writes in, I think the Lions do win by double digits. The Bears will not score a touchdown. This is a get-right game. Caleb Williams is going to hate his life on Sunday. Lions win 31-12. I look forward to Monday's show if they win 31-12. Mark in Livonia says, Lions come back with a statement win against the Bears to calm the nerves of nervous fans. 31-10. The Lions got to roll the Bears. We hit rock bottom last week with injuries and the loss, and I refuse to believe the football gods will be any tougher on this talented football team. Tom in Fowlerville says, Lions blow them out. They get back to basics, sprinkle some deep throws. Goff gets some quick touchdowns. Doug in Oscoda says, Lions win, but Bears cover. So that's what, 6.5? So you think it's going to be a close game. Tim in Gross Point, Lions win a close game. I just don't trust this defense to blow out any team right now. So, like, the Lions have played some games. I think, what was the final score of the Seattle game? The Seattle game was one of those games where they won. The scoreboard said it was rather comfortable, but the flow of the game didn't feel that way. Yeah, they won 42-29, right? They covered and they played really well offensively, but Seattle, yeah, it was 21-7 Lions at the half, and Seattle scored 22 points in the second half. And it never felt like the game was in jeopardy, but also Seattle wouldn't just go away. It wouldn't shock me if it's a game like that. If it's a game where the Lions get out to a lead, but it's more than just going through the motions. If anybody knows what it's like to be in the Bears' position, Lord knows it's us. We've lived that life where you're 4-10 and you're playing a playoff team in division. The motivation to ruin a rival team's season or to to mess up a rival team, it is a real thing. We've done that. We've been that team. It doesn't mean that it's as much of a motivation as, you know, actually like being the one seed, but we know what it's like to be in the Bears' shoes. How do you think this one goes? Do the Lions win big? The Lions win a close one? Or the Lions lose? What's your gut telling you? We'll update the Twitter poll 10:31 and read some of those responses. Also, something awesome from last night that I do want to get into. We will do that at 10:50 here on Karsh and Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Karsh, Gator out today, 248-539-9797. Big weekend of football. We'll talk some college football with the playoffs starting tonight. NFL games tomorrow. Look, if there's ever been a sense of urgency to get the shopping done, the honey-do list together, it is the next few days. Playoff game tonight, playoff games and NFL games, noon to midnight tomorrow. NFL on Sunday should be a blast. But yeah, I'm gonna be busy trying to be able to earn some couch time. In the meantime, we asked the question, what's your gut telling you about Sunday? The Lions get their mojo back and win big. Is it gonna be a dogfight and the Lions win a close game in Chicago, or do the Lions lose? Right now, the voting is as follows. Lions win big, 40.4%. Lions win a close game, 51.7%. Lions lose, 7.9%. Some comments have come into the Karsh and Anderson inbox. Like Dan said, I don't care if we give up 700 yards and we win by one, you'll see a big effing smile on my face. That's from Mike. JC, the Bears have completely given up on the season. The offense should be humming and the defense should be able to get plenty of stops. I'd be very surprised if the Lions don't win big this Sunday. Albert tweets us, I voted win big because it'll be close, but at this point, every win is winning big. Okay, so you voted win big, but you think the game will be close. From Nate, 38-31 win. Craig Reynolds more involved. Vaki and Jackson get some run too. Lions clock management, but no one is stopping anyone. From Jacob, I think the Lions fans will be able to take over Soldier Field with the Bears season already being over. That will greatly help. And it seems hopefully more like a home game. I think the Lions get their mojo back and win big. That's from Jacob. Well, it's on our show sheet and we may as well bring it up now. Is this a Lions takeover game? Are you road tripping to Chicago? Do you expect you will have plenty of company? This is the most convenient game they play on the road all year. It's drivable. It is quite possible, if not probable, that this is one of the easier road tickets to get. Is this a total Lions takeover? Are you going? Are you road tripping? And how have you found this road trip in terms of ease? We have strongly represented this season in opposing stadiums. It has been, first of all, it's been impressive for us, but it's the rest of the league has noticed. I do remember all those games we'd play against Chicago and Green Bay and Minnesota, and it felt like those teams' fan bases would take over our stadium. And there was always this tinge of embarrassment, but it was just a sign of the times. It was a sign of where our team was. It was a sign of where their teams were. And it isn't completely, like, it's understandable. Less enthusiasm, people just trying to get rid of their tickets, not as fired up to go. I mean, I've heard stories of people, I couldn't give away my tickets, right? Got it. Yep. Not anymore. Now, if tickets for games here fetch a pretty penny. This game has all the makings of a Lions takeover. Are you going? And how did you find scoring tickets for this one? Like, was it easy relative to other road trips? 248-539-9797. Lions Bears coming up on Sunday. Keys to the game. Well, we'll get into that a little bit later on. CPK writes in via Twitter, Bears are in mail-it-in mode. The Lions are hungry to prove the sky has not fallen and they can still win the whole enchilada. Lions win big, 31-13. 248-539-9797. The Lions winning a close game is the most popular response so far via Twitter. And look, I kind of think they do get their mojo back. I think they cover. I think this game is something like 31-16, 31, like that. I think the Bears get into to field goal range. But the one thing I love about Aaron Glenn is I think Aaron Glenn does a good job with who he has to work with. And I think he understands the assignment now. The assignment now defensively, and maybe the most important stat of this game, is FGA. Field goal attempts. The Lions have to hold all their opponents to as many field goal attempts as possible. Because they don't have the kind of defense that you can count on stopping other teams' offenses. But can they master the art of red zone defense? And I think Aaron Glenn understands the assignment and defends that way. The bend but don't break. And the last time I said this was before Michigan, Ohio State. And yeah, Michigan held Ohio State to one touchdown and three field goal attempts. So as we look at this one and why I think the Lions do get their mojo back and do win it, again, I'm not going to use a term. I think it's going to be a difficult, but I think in the end they pull away. And I think the key stat there is FGA. 248-539-9797. What is your gut telling you? Kang, this one, do you think it's a big win, a close win, or a loss?
I think it's a 14-point win. I got 27-13, Doug. Maybe a little recency bias here. I think this may be more because I think the Bears are checked out completely. Lions need to get back on track, but they don't have their full, you know, their full roster on defense. I'm curious to see what the front seven play, how they play. You know what you're getting from Jack Campbell. And I think the effort will be there for all the whoever they line up out there, Pascal, Anzarike, whoever. The problem is, will the talent level be there like it was, you know, with Aleem McNeil? You know, all the linebackers they've lost. I think this is a game that the offense will carry them, but the defense does enough because they get helped by the Bears just being checked out mentally. You mentioned earlier, I don't think you can discount divisional games. There's that rivalry factor for sure. But Caleb Williams just got here, so I don't know how much that plays into his mindset into this division game. He's a rookie still. He's still learning the ropes. He looked completely defeated against the Vikings. They're starting a tackle right now from Yale that just got beat. Either got beat or was called for a penalty on like every other play versus the Vikings. I feel like this is a game where Za'Darius Smith kind of shows out a little bit, maybe a sack and a half or two. I think he shows up at least with a sack though. But yeah, I think this is kind of those get right games. I got double digit victory, Doug, 27-13. Or did I say 27-13 the first time?
I got you down. It's 27-13. Yeah. 248-539-9797. So what's your gut telling you? And are you making the trek? Is this going to be another Lions takeover? It has all the makings of maybe being the best Lions takeover of the season. Closest game. Convenient to get there. I imagine secondary market tickets are on sale in abundance. Like, has this become Ford Field West? Kevin, on a sell, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Doug, thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I am going to the Lions and Bears game in Chicago, and I do think it's going to be a takeover. I'm going to put out a message to all other Lions fans. Boy, the ticket prices have plummeted.
I
bought mine for about $230 about 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
And my same section is down to $150 now. So come get them, Lions fans.
They were $230 each?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And I thought that was a hot deal compared to Ford Field.
And now 150. What is this? Is this a good seat? A good section?
It's not a bad seat. It's section 353, so it is in the upper end zone. But the last time I went last year, I was on the very, very top row for about that price, and this is nowhere close to the top row. So
is that right? When do you head down?
Well, we're leaving Sunday morning. I'm hopping on the Amtrak and just jetting down there, getting to
love it.
Chicago about 10:30.
Love it.
Local time.
I got a buy-in price right now of $117 on SeatGeek. Obviously not a great, that's not a great seat. That's section 429. Would you say you're in 353
is the lower upper end zone.
Lower upper end zone. Yeah, well, I mean, there's, and you're right, that does make sense. There are upper end zones, but that is one of the lower upper end zones. Yeah, 353 now. You can get a ticket for $138. It's even come down from that. A pair. I did this with a pair. I guess the buying price, if you want two, is 117. If you want one, actually one, it's 155. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Just a reminder, you can stream the show with video. Go to twitch.tv or youtube.com, and that way you can watch, participate in the streaming chat, and participate with the folks there, youtube.com, twitch.tv, search bar 971 the ticket. You can also stream with the app, the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY, streaming through our website as well, 971theticket.com. And just to address something, Gator's fine. He needs to, we have to use our vacation by the end of the year. People, this happens every year. He'll be back Monday. So all's good. All's good. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. It's crunch time. You only got today and this weekend to shop for Christmas. And you know what to do if you got workout gear on your wish list or you're shopping for someone who wants workout clothes. Get workout shirts, shorts, and leggings. Everything you need to kickstart your New Year's resolution. Get it at ShowSomeRespect.com. I've told you, ShowSome is about respect. And they respect that you are spending hard-earned money on clothes. So they made their stuff the best. I've got some and I love it. Get your ShowSomeRespect.com workout stuff at ShowSomeRespect.com. Use the discount code Doug at checkout. Doug Harsh Gator out today. Are you road tripping to Chicago? This is all the makings of being a huge Lions takeover. 248-539-9797. Additionally, what's your gut telling you about this game? You think it's going to be close? You think it's going to be a blowout? Do you think it's you think the Lions may actually lose? 248-539-9797. Feedback coming in. And then I want to get to something I saw last night that I just think was awesome. Just awesome. I just want the Lions linebackers to look like they have a soul and a pulse. They were atrocious last week, I think he means. They were atrocious last week. Injuries are too much, though. They are done. They are done, says an unnamed texter. Doug, I think the Lions win a close game. The defense is just a mess due to all the injuries. That's from Quentin. Bennett, the tire shop, says, my gut tells me the O-line is going to rip the Bears apart in the run game and will look solid. Lions 28, Bears 10. I feel like everyone is just forgetting that it's an outside game in December in Chicago. Like, that's no easy task. This week, I feel like it's just one of those weeks where a win is a win. That's all I'm looking for. Don't give me any anxiety or panic attack. So here's the thing about the Lions and playing outdoors in Chicago. The Lions have spent much of this season being one of the best rushing teams in the NFL. being one of the best rushing teams in the NFL. Got it. Montgomery's gone. But no team is more prepared for losing a running back than the Detroit Lions. They have a top 10 rushing attack. They also have a pretty damn good rushing defense. It's taken its hits. It's taken its hits. And losing a Lee McNeil is a big one. The crazy thing is they lost DJ Reader and were getting used to life without him, had played games without him. As soon as he comes back, they lose a Lee McNeil. So they've been shorthanded up front for a while. Anyway, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Hunter. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Hunter?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going good.
Hey, yeah. So I basically just kind of wanted to talk about, to your point, I feel like we've been talking a lot about the defense, but people are, you know, sky is falling down, as the coaching staff has been saying that, you know, we still have one of the best offenses in the league. And like you said, yeah, it's a divisional game, and it's going to be cold. And, of course, you know, we're dome players. You know, the stereotypical Jared Goff is a Cali boy. But, you know, I saw him play in Lambeau. You guys saw it. He double-gloved up. He was 40-degree weather. Randy, he played just fine.
Yep.
And like you said, too, you know, we lost a running back, Montgomery, but I'm sure you guys saw the news that it's potentially not a season-ending injury. And like you said, Gibbs is coming back. And I personally think Gibbs might be a little bit better of a running back. You know, they complement each other very well. They're different. But I think Gibbs, if we had to lose one, I'm still happy that we have Gibbs. And but personally, I think divisional game, it's going to be cold, but these guys practice outside too. You know, I think they'll be okay.
So, first of all, Goff has answered to Bell outdoors on a number of occasions. There was the game that they had no reason to win in Green Bay, and Green Bay was trying to go to the playoffs. And that Lions team stepped up and won that game in terrible conditions, and Jared Goff led the way with some key passes. Then he did it again this year in bad conditions at Green Bay. Secondly is, I was already building a case for Jahmyr Gibbs being arguably the most explosive back in the NFL when this injury took place. And it was built around the fact that he was top six in the NFL in yards from scrimmage, and he'd only played 53.6% of the snaps. And everybody in the top five ahead of him had played more. Now, Derrick Henry, just a few percentages more, but everybody else is kind of the full-time, you know, handles the entire load for their team. Gibbs was a 50% of the snaps kind of guy, and he had the best yards per touch out of all of those guys. And now it's time for him to really show out, and I think the league's about to find out how good he is. I think Jahmyr Gibbs, I think the Lions have loved keeping these guys fresh. Both Montgomery and Gibbs and splitting carries. Most teams don't have that luxury. So now we've got a back with less wear and tear, who's explosive as any, that is being forced into full-time action or more, you know, bell cow type of action. And I think all we're going to see is his production explode. And I think he's ready. I think he's ready for this challenge.
It sucks. You don't want, like the caller said, they complement each other so well. You don't want to lose either one of them. But, I mean, honestly, if push came to shove, I'd rather have Gibbs than Montgomery, you know?
Yep.
Clearly, he's the more explosive.
Which is not,
I don't want to slight Montgomery.
Yeah, this
That's
is one of those.
Like. But this is where we are. And you've said it all week. You feel like Gibbs might be unleashed now. You know, this might be because of necessity, not because of want. But now it's his show. Okay, and he's going to carry the bulk of all the touches in the backfield. And he'll get spelled a little bit by Reynolds and maybe Vaki, but really this is going to be the Gibbs show moving forward. Also, for this game coming up against the Bears, don't discount the fact that the Lions, after a loss, have come back strong repeatedly. They've shown us that. So I know they're injured, but I feel like the resiliency of this team, the makeup of this team, the speech that Dan Campbell gave, you know, into the morning show, which I'm sure he's told everyone in that locker room, I think that gets them going all over again, and they'll be fine in Chicago.
248-539-9797. By the way, that bad weather game in Green Bay, Jared Goff was 23 of 34 for 224 yards. No touchdowns, no picks. But you remember he had that big fourth down. They had the ball late, and Green Bay was trying to get the ball back, and the Lions could kick a field goal and go up seven or move the chains and get a first down. They called a pass play, completed it to Amon-Ra, game over. Step up, make a big throw in bad conditions, and he played well. And he played well in a game up there earlier this year, bad conditions.
Yeah, he knows the narrative around him and outdoor games and things like that. So, and And so I think he uses it to his advantage with a chip on the shoulder type thing. I think the Montgomery injury not only opens up Gibbs, but it opens up Sam Laporta, Doug. And so for short yardage, things like that, you know, where if you're worried about, you know, third and four, you know, fourth and three,
yep.
I think Sam Laporta becomes maybe more of an option now than he was all of this season so far.
Let's go to Tom next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how we doing?
What's going on?
You know, I just had a couple things to say here. Everyone at the beginning of this season was talking about Caleb Williams, generational talent, coming into the Chicago Bears, best situation all time for a number one overall pick. And they come in here, and they are just an absolute dumpster fire. It's a shame what's going on in Chicago. The Detroit Lions are rolling down. Best offensive line, best offense in the league, maybe except the Bills, but the best offense in the league, the grittiest, hardest hidden defense in the league, Lions by a trillion, maybe even 100 trillion at this point.
I think they have a chance to really calm a lot of nerves around Detroit, and I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen.
Let me tell you what. Everyone's also worried after this season, Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn leaving. You know, everyone thought they were going to leave last year, too. The Lions are building something here. We're building a dynasty, and those guys are staying home. We're going to own the North as we have. We're going to continue to own it till the day I die, honestly.
Well, I hope you live for a long time. That's a pretty bold prediction. You don't sound all that old. To the day.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He dies, Kang.
Dude. Hey, man, those are his words, yeah. Not ours. Yeah. But also, I think he's banking. It's not like he's banking on Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn staying here for a while, too.
Yeah. It sounded like he was driving. Hope he's okay. Be leery out there. All right, so I saw something last night I loved. Utah beat Detroit 126-119. They jumped out to a 48-19 lead after a quarter. 48-19. But there was a moment last night where Paul Reed of the Pistons bumped into Jordan Clarkson of the Jazz, and they started pushing and shoving. Now, I'll say this about NBA fights. Most NBA fights are comically bad. You know what they are? They're inauthentic. NBA fights are inauthentic. It's to me, it looks like a lot of fake fighting. But for people who experienced the NBA in the 70s and 80s, there was a lot of, that was authentic fighting. So Paul Reed bumps into Jordan Clarkson of the Jazz. They start pushing and shoving. And who comes in? looking like I'm authentically ready to go. 19-year-old Ron Holland in a fight stance that he meant business. Now, nothing came out of it. So he could have just been posing. But Kang, am I wrong? Did Ron Holland look ready to go?
I love it when teammates stick up for each other. And I don't know if he was ready to go or not, but he looked like he was ready to go.
Dude.
So I think I also think he was a little bit aggressive and came in hot. But you know what? He was defending his teammate, and that's what really matters to me in the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, the NBA fights are always, they don't really want to fight. You know, we just got to kind of hold our rep here, right? It's one of those. But yeah, Ron Holland came in right away. I mean, more than Paul Reed, who bumped into Jordan Clarkson or bumped into each other, whatever you want to call it. Ron Holland's the one who came in hot.
Yeah, he was preparing for departure. Like, he was like, all right, I'm going to get kicked out of this game. Let's go. And I was there for it. In the meantime, I'm thinking, easy, kid. But his enthusiasm to step up and defend a teammate, it's like he was too young to know this isn't going to be a real fight, but he was ready for it to be a real fight.
I think when he ran into Clarkson, they kind of looked at each other, and it was like, are we squaring up? Yeah, we're squaring up. You know, like one of those, and they both kind of squared up, and of course nothing happened.
And then they got split up. But
which I'm glad nothing happened, by the way.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
But the
plus, NBA players are terrible fighters.
Yeah, kid was ready to go. Ron Holland was ready to go. I was cracking up. 248-539-9797. Your phone calls and feedback. We will get to more of that coming up next hour. There was more than just the NBA last night. There was the NFL, and something awesome happened in the NFL game. We'll get to that today at 11:20. Here on Carson Anderson, Gator out today, 97.1 The Ticket.